AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Expeditors trades 1.1% below its high as 49 active weeks outweigh modest 1.4x volume. The freight forwarder's weekly close sits near the top of its yearly range, with improving market dynamics and relative strength, offset by a sizable fair value premium and only moderate participation. Research brief. Expeditors International of Washington closed at $166.60 for the week ended 12 June 2026, up 3.9%, and just 1.1% below its 52-week high. The trend signal is active. The stock remains 9.6% above its trend line, and relative strength has improved sharply. But volume at 1.4 times the 13-week average leaves confirmation short of emphatic. Key points. 1. EXPD gained 3.9% on the week, 7.7% over 4 weeks, and 13.9% over 12 weeks, closing at 96.8% of its 52-week range. 2. The trend signal is active for a second week, with trend breadth at 94.2%, or 49 active weeks out of the past 52. 3. Market dynamics is positive at 0.64, and relative strength has risen to 9.43, both up more than 230% over 4 weeks. 4. Volume reached 7.7 million shares, equal to 1.4 times the 13-week average, and 1.2 times the 52-week average, supportive, but not decisive. 5. The stock trades 34.8% above fair value, making follow-through near the 52-week high more sensitive to any loss of momentum. Price action presses against the top of the range. Expeditors International of Washington ended the latest week at $166.60, up 3.9%, leaving the stock only 1.1% below its 52-week high of $168.50. The move adds to a 7.7% 4-week gain and a 13.9% 12-week advance, keeping the Seattle-based freight forwarder near the strongest part of its yearly range at 96.8%. The stock's profile remains stronger than the broader industrial sector on the latest week, where the average return was 1.3%, and broadly in line with a sector that has produced a 12.9% 12-week gain. Within U.S. integrated freight and logistics, however, the weekly backdrop was hotter, with the industry up 5.8% on average and several smaller peers posting much sharper rebounds. That leaves EXPD with cleaner trend evidence than many peers, but not the fastest short-term move in the group. Trend evidence is strong, but participation is not yet emphatic. The trend signal is active and has been on for 2 consecutive weeks, while the stock's 49 active weeks out of the past 52 point to a durable weekly regime rather than a sudden reversal. Price is 9.6% above the $152 trend line, and the stock's placement against the top of its range makes follow-through near the 52-week high more sensitive to any loss of momentum, giving the current move a constructive cushion. Market dynamics has improved to 0.64 from 0.28 a week earlier and 0.04 2 weeks ago, while relative strength has climbed to 9.43. Both measures have risen more than 230% over 4 weeks, which supports the continuation case. The caveat is volume. 7.7 million shares was above the 13-week average of 5.5 million, but the 1.4 times ratio remains just below the 1.5 times level that would indicate stronger sponsorship behind a near-high push. Premium valuation raises the bar for the next move. EXPD is trading 34.8% above ShareMaestro fair value of $123.60. So the price action now carries a valuation premium as well as a momentum premium. That does not weaken the current weekly signal by itself, but it increases the need for continued market dynamic strength and better volume confirmation if the stock is to hold near its high. Risk metrics are not stretched in volatility terms, with 13-week volatility at 2.5% versus 3.8% over 52 weeks. The balance of weeks is also constructive, with 34 upside weeks against 18 downside weeks over the past year. The next watch points are straightforward: whether price can remain above the trend line, whether market dynamics stays positive, and whether volume expands beyond the current moderate confirmation as the stock tests the upper end of its range. Sector and peer context remains mixed rather than uniformly bullish. Industrial's breadth is respectable but not broad-based: 52.0% of the sector in an active trend state, 45.0% showing positive market dynamics, and 48.0% showing positive relative strength. EXPD ranks in the stronger part of the sector for the latest week, but it is not isolated in a powerful sector-wide advance. The freight and logistics group is more uneven. Industry market dynamics breadth is stronger at 60.0%, but trend breadth is only 33.3%, and positive relative strength breadth is 36.7%. FedEx has rebounded 38.2% over 4 weeks, but remains negative over 12 weeks, while Old Dominion has stronger 12-week follow-through at 33.6%. EXPD's distinction is steadier trend persistence rather than explosive peer relative momentum. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.